5 years ago, I wanted to start becoming a speaker. You know, I'm asked a lot, Nick, how do I speak? How do I get on stages and stuff like that? You just start. You know, we threw our first conference without, you know, any experience. It was just a heart to serve. Kid asked me, he goes, how do I speak? I go, you start speaking. You find a topic that you love, you believe in, you have transformed your life in, and you start sharing that. How do you throw your first event? You find a hotel ballroom, pin your ears back, invite some friends down, you know. And to this day, you know, we've had 200, we've had 500, we've had 700. I got on a stage in front of 1,000 people, and I still think nobody's showing up, you know. But if that's you and you're somebody that wants to share your voice more, let me just share with you guys this. Like, dude, chase that dream. Put it in your heart and go after it, because it's a Saturday morning. It's just, I just had a cup of coffee and I'm down here walking our event venue, and it's still mind-boggling to me. And so I just wanted to make sure you know that somebody out there believes in you, has walked that same walk, and is out here living with it. And if there's anything I can do to help you on that journey, please reach out. You know, I've just found writing a book and my podcast got me here. And I found by rolling the dice and trying to throw an event with this heart to serve and contribute, I know you know something that can make an impact in this world. I know you have something that has transformed your life. Maybe you've lost weight for yourself, or maybe you built a business, or maybe you did something in your relationships, or maybe you did something in the spiritual side of things. If that thing that you have can help impact somebody else's life, it's your duty to share it. I have this big push. My podcast is called Impact, because I believe when you've been through something in your life, maybe your mess, I believe you can turn that mess, right? That mess up that you had into a mission and your message of the future. You know, I've had a lot of pain in my past, and I believe you can turn that pain into the purpose and passion of your future. And what I'm getting at is this: if you've done something, you don't need somebody to anoint you. Like, hey, you can now go share this. I'm here to just give you permission. Pull out your iPhone and share it. Because I'm far from perfect. Don't claim to be. But I'm a guy that's trying. I'm a guy that's chasing my dreams, right? And you can critique anything that I do. It's a funny story for you. Kid got a copy of my book, my new book, Scale. And he DMs me and he goes, hey, you should know that there's some grammatical errors in there. Dude, I'm from a single wide trailer, dropped out of community college with my football scholarship. I got hurt. I used to have my high school girlfriend write my paper for me. And I said, hey, with all due respect, I appreciate your feedback that there's some misspelled words, but that's a 55,000 word book. It's like 20 chapters. And I'm not perfect, I'm human. And I said, out of kindness, have you written a book? And the guy goes, no. I said, exactly my point. When you have written a book and you have 190 pages and 55,000 words, you'll find a couple spelling errors. We're all human. Same with your podcast, same with your content, same with this video. It's not perfect. Same with throwing an event. It's not perfect. There's always something. And what I'm getting to you is, you don't have to be perfect to start. You don't need somebody to be like, hey, now you can start. You can start today by sharing your message. Because I know this, if you've been through a journey yourself or made a transformation yourself or you've done something in your life, somebody out there just like you is struggling with it. So why am I making this video? Because a couple of you that I know personally that follow my stuff and listen to my show have asked me, brother, what was it like on the early days of starting a podcast? What was it like on the early days of writing a book? And what was it like on the early days of starting your speaking journey? It's this. It's you on a Saturday morning alone, walking a venue. Then I'm out here, I'll record some promo videos, envisioning this. I'm a huge laws of attractions guy. I came down to walk this 3 days before the venue because I'm envisioning 200 people there. I'm envisioning these speakers crushing the stage. I'm envisioning lives changed. That's what I'm envisioning. I'm down here putting the plans in place. So for you, I wanted to walk you with this so you could envision this. And real quick, if you're rolling with me and watching this, if that's something that you want to do, I want you to imagine yourself in this room. I want you to imagine them calling your name on stage. What would that be like? I want you to imagine you standing right here, and you know the stage is right there, and they're getting ready to call your name up, and they're talking about some of the things that you've done in life. And I want you to just envision your community, your tribe here, coming to see you talk, coming to see you speak. Because guys, my first speech, my big first speech, wasn't on anybody's stage. I decided to throw an event. I put the money up. I rented the hotel ballroom. And I invited some people down to come hear me talk because I knew something that I had would help their life. Marketing strategies, life strategies, my 30-day challenge, all the above. But I want you to start putting yourself in that frame if that's something that you want to do. Same applies to anything, right? Want to get more fit, go to the gym, you know? Want to be more spiritual, go to church, you name it, right? And I hope that this just maybe inspired you a little bit. Just wanted to just share with you it's okay to start. It's okay to try. It's okay to swing the bat. And I want you to dial into that big-ass dream that you have. Because guys, this barely started for me 5 years ago, man. Started recording my Instagram stuff, started my podcast. you know, my book's only 6 months old, you know. It's crazy what happens when you kind of put that vision in place to serve and give and go chase it. Is it going to be scary? Yeah. My favorite quote that I've learned ever is from Sean Whalen. He's played a huge role in my life. I got a chance to meet him, got a chance to be on stage with him, which was pretty cool too. And he said, jump and learn to build wings on the way down. Jump and learn to build wings on the way down. Guys, I've thrown 16 events in like 12 months. I'm still not perfect. I'm still learning. I'm still out here growing and studying and grinding, you know. Get to meet with the best speaker I've ever met, ever. Somebody I idol, Ed Milet. And I got to share the stage with him. He was our keynote in January. And I got to meet my hero. And we're backstage and I got to mic him up and stuff. It was so beautiful. And I said, we're sitting in the green room. It was just him and I. And I said, he goes, how's the event been? I said, you know, learning a lot. And he looked at me and he said, I'm proud of you, man. And that was from my mentor, right? And you get there by rolling the dice and taking the risk on things like that. And so this video, I hope you guys know, is not about me whatsoever. It's just to serve you. If you have your message and you're afraid to share it, share it. And where does it start? With an Instagram video, with a TikTok reel. Where does it start? By starting your podcast. Where does it start? By reaching out to somebody asking, you know, how could you help them? It starts by getting results for your clients, your customers. It starts by getting transformation for yourself. It starts by writing a book. There's so many things that you could do to start. So I want to leave you with this. Look at all those things that you want to do, those big-ass things in life. Find the one that's standing out to you, like kind of flashing on the paper. You know that vision board. I know your goals. There's one that's like, hey, that's the one, right? For me, it was this. For me, it was speaking. For you, it could be a podcast. For you, it could be a networking group. For you, it could be, you know it. And I want you to find that one thing and take action on one thing today to get you one step closer. Could you do that for me? And when you go take that one action today, so for example, connect some dots for you. Let's say you're like, Nick, I want to throw a conference. Cool. We'll find a local hotel. How did we end up here? Ironically, I was here like 4 years ago? I was in this venue for an event 4 years ago. And when we got the idea to throw an event, I was like, hey, that was a really cool place. I was here at a happy hour. And I was like, oh, that was a really cool event. And then all I did was I called them. One small step. I called her and I said, hey, what would it be like to throw an event? And she's like, oh, well, here's the price. And, you know, it's $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever. I was like, okay. Got it, right? Can I walk it with you? And I want you to take one small step. Maybe that's writing a book. Reach out to a publisher. I have a publisher. Reach out to me. I'll give you a publisher. Want to start a podcast? Go get Spotify for podcasters. I'll teach you how to do that. Want to get more fit? Go sign up for the gym. I don't know what that is for you. Get that big-ass goal. Put one small action in place today. I love you. I believe in you. I hope this gives you permission. Hope this was a fun video. I love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.